Untamed Peace. I am not a good human. Human nature and I tear at each other like dogs in the fight to kill. And I have to confess that sometimes in the middle of the teeth-bared tangle, I raise my snarling heart to God and growl, "What were you thinking, putting me here?" And the Holy One, who reigns over all with perfect knowledge and understanding, and this patience with me that I so do not deserve, he doesn't answer with words. He just is who he is, and my heart comes off the offensive because there's no argument, not against him. And that's how my relationship with him works. He quiets all the wild, warring parts of me with who he is. He doesn't tame me. He doesn't even help me be a good human. To be a good human, honestly, is to be not born of God. Is that too harsh a thing to say? It's biblical. A natural, human-minded man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them. 1 Corinthians 2:14. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. God is passionate that the Spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him. James 4:4-5. And being faithful to the Spirit is not being tame. The Spirit is a consuming fire, nothing tame about him. In his holiness, holiness coming from the same root as whole, meaning undivided, complete, he is 100% passionate. So he does not govern by taming us, by seeking to remove the wildness from our nature. He governs us by revealing to us his nature and holding us against who he is until the heartbeat of who he is owns the heart beating inside us. And there, where our two hearts beat as one, there is peace. There's that oft-quoted verse in Psalm 46, "Cease striving and know that I am God." The truth is, we only cease striving when we know that he is God. The Lord is humanity's resting place. In him is the place we are created to be. See John 15. Only in him. But this is what we've never understood. From the very beginning, humanity has sought to remain outside him. We will not give him our hearts. We will not trust him. Did you know that Psalm 26 defines our integrity according to our trust? I have acted with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. The same way Romans 4 declares that Abraham is made righteous because he does not waver in his faith, his trust in the Lord. We have this idea that our integrity is our own moral character. So not the case. We don't have moral character. Maybe you've never lied, never been possessed by anger, never taken or wanted something that wasn't yours, never had sex outside of marriage or thought about it, never used another person or manipulated a situation for or to your own advantage, never said a curse word or a word or sound that by the attitude in your heart became a curse. But you are still a filthy, stinking mass of immorality unless your heart is given over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because one time you prayed a prayer asking him to forgive your sins and save you. Heart-givenness is a moment-by-moment, every single moment, way of life. And it only comes through knowing the Lord himself. Because it's only in knowing him that we learn to trust him. And it's only in trusting him that we learn to surrender ourselves to him. I don't know who's reading this. Perhaps you've been fighting so hard to be good and do right, and are tired or overwhelmed. Perhaps you've been in your own dogfight against your human nature and feel as your heart is twisted into this angry mess or buried under weight of suffocating sorrow. Perhaps you've been asked by the Lord to give him part of your heart, and you're holding back out of fear. Perhaps your heart is just utterly broken. Ask for eyes to see who the Lord is. Look upon the Holy One. Lay your head upon his chest and find his heartbeat until it claims your own. He himself is your peace.